The pandemic is not only changing the way we live our lives, it's also changing where we live them. Here's just one example. The number of people who moved to the state of Maine rose sharply last year. Many were fleeing dense urban areas, lured by the prospect of working from home in smaller towns. Maine Public Radio's Fred Bever looks at how these COVID refugees have upended the state's housing market.
There's not a lot of information yet about who moved to Maine in 2020 or how long they plan to stay, but data compiled by the Maine Realtors Association might be a good place to start. It shows that overall home sales here grew by almost 10% last year, hitting a record high of nearly 20,000 properties. And almost all the growth can be attributed to a boost in the number of buyers from other states. Buyers like California native Jake Stamp.
Just looking on Zillow and everything, we actually bought it without seeing it.
Stamp and his wife, Logan Fordham, left their home on the outskirts of Silicon Valley in November, bound for this 28-acre farmstead in the rolling hills of Warren, Maine, with a swimming pond down below and a pair of resident eagles patrolling above.
It's a farmhouse built in 1841. And so it's been added on in kind of Frankenhouse over the decades, I think.
In their early 40s, the well-traveled couple had their eyes on Maine for a while. Then the pandemic nudged them to action. His company offered the remote work option, and their home in the California foothills drew some very generous offers from buyers looking to get away from the city. So the couple packed up and headed to Maine, where their real estate dollars could stretch a lot further.
Yeah, without a question. And we've looked out of the country as well, and it was still, Maine was cheaper what we could get here for what we could get in Guatemala.
Most years, out-of-state buyers make up about a quarter of home sales here. Last year, it was up to a third. And new residents are putting pressure on rental markets, too. Massachusetts natives Dan Valenti and his wife Sarah really wanted to own a place in Maine, but they had to settle for a rental.
Because we couldn't find any housing. I had driven up and I had flown up a number of times just to look at some possible opportunities, and they really didn't materialize into anything. It's really a competitive market.
But while house hunting may be stressful, some see what might be growing pains, a signal that Maine's population, long in a state of decline, may be on the rise.
Every year there are more deaths than births in the state. So we're completely reliant on migration for our population growth.
State economist Amanda Rector says that over the last decade, Maine's aging population has grown at an anemic rate, just above 1%. She says it's possible Maine's increased migration could help offset some demographic challenges.
This sort of little bit of a silver lining in terms of perhaps this is an opportunity for Maine to start seeing some increased migration.
Anecdotal evidence of surging school enrollments lends credence to the idea. The Secretary of State's office also recorded more than 80,000 new-to-Maine voter registrations in 2020. But the hard data needed to draw firm conclusions about population growth and demographics just aren't there yet, Rector says. That's partly because pandemic-driven dislocations have made even official numbers difficult to gather and interpret. Rector warns that there is a potential downside to the recent dynamics, with out-of-state dollars sending housing costs to new highs. Some Mainers could get priced out.
The people who may be looking for a home, who were renting or are sort of newly established households within the state, are now competing with a much larger pool of people for those limited houses. And so it has the potential to really drive up some of the housing unaffordability that was already a problem in some places.
Real estate agents say they see it happening. Rob Edgerly, an agent who compiles an annual hottest towns in Maine list, says the squeeze is on not just for primary residences, but also for the vacation homes and camps that many Mainers desire.
You know, are you going to be able to go up to camp or buy up camp? It's going to be tougher because those areas all saw big spikes.
Back at their farmstead in Warren, Jake Stamp and Logan Fordham say they get it.
Oh, yeah. Things have doubled in price.
Well, that's why
since
we came
4 years ago.
Because I mean, I do understand the concerns of people here have. Like, all of a sudden they're seeing things get out of reach and then we show up.
Stamp vows, though, that they are not planning to flip their house. His plan is to settle down and become a true New Englander.
Well, I'll always be from away, right? So, yeah, but but as much as they'll let me, yeah.
For Here and Now, I'm Fred Bever in Portland, Maine.